This is William Pierce speaking to you once again from the Music Shed at Tanglewood, where the intermission in this Boston Symphony concert from the Berkshire Festival is drawing to a close. Our conductor, Otmar Suitner, has chosen Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20 in D minor, Kerschel listing 466, and the overture to Wagner's Tannhäuser for this part of his program. Alfred Brendel will be soloist in the concerto. The audience here in the Music Shed is awaiting the return to the stage of Otmar Suitner to continue this Boston Symphony concert with Piano Concerto No. 20 in D minor by Mozart, with Alfred Brendel as soloist. Austrian Alfred Brendel began studying piano when he was 6 and continued his schooling in Graz and Vienna, studying piano, composition, and conducting with Edwin Fischer, Paul Baumgartner, and Edward Steuermann. When he made his debut at the age of 17, the program included a piano sonata of his own composition, and an art gallery nearby was exhibiting a one-man show of his watercolors. Mr. Brendel's essays, Musical Thoughts and Afterthoughts, have been published in both German and English in Europe, and in English here by Princeton University Press. Mozart's D minor piano concerto is in the usual three movements of the classical concerto, marked allegro, romanza, and rondo allegro assai. In addition to the solo piano, the performing forces called for are flute, 2 oboes, 2 bassoons, 2 horns, 2 trumpets, timpani, and strings. Like his other mature piano concertos, this work exhibits Mozart scoring quite elegantly for his limited group of woodwinds. However, unlike many of the other piano concertos by Mozart, this one calls for trumpets and drums, and even more unusually for the composer, makes melodic use of the trumpets. Mozart completed this concerto on February 10, 1785, and was soloist in the first performance on that very next day. Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, a composer in her own right, played the first Boston Symphony performance in February 1886, with Wilhelm Gericke conducting. Now coming on stage, our soloist, Alfred Brendel, and our guest conductor, Otmar Suitner, for a Boston Symphony performance of the Mozart Piano Concerto in D minor.
Thank you.
Otmar Suitner has directed the Boston Symphony with Alfred Brendel, piano soloist, and Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20 in D minor, Herschel No. 466. Mr. Brendel, by the way, used his own cadenzas in this performance. And it looks like a solo bow for Alfred Brendel. And once again, Alfred Brendel. This time with him is Otmar Suitner, our guest conductor. Once again, our pianist has been recalled, Alfred Brendel. There'll be a bit of stage redressing going on for a few moments. The violas have to move so the piano can be removed from the stage, and then violas and violins reseated closer to the podium. And then, to conclude this Boston Symphony concert, Mr. Suitner and the orchestra will perform the overture to Richard Wagner's opera Tannhäuser. Tannhäuser had its first performance in Dresden under the composer's direction on October 19th, 1845. It came to New York in 1859 and to Boston on January 20th, 1871. Although the overture alone had been performed in Boston by Carl Zeran's Germania Orchestra on October 22nd, 1853. The Boston Symphony first played the overture on December 15th and 16th, 1882, with George Henschel conducting. Now, the following program note is condensed and translated from one written by the composer, i.e. Herr Wagner, for a concert in Zurich in 1853. It reads, "To begin with, a band of pilgrims marches past us. Their chant draws near at the commencement, swells louder, and passes finally into the distance. Even fall, the last echo of the chant. As night breaks, magic sights and sounds appear. There are the seductive spells of the mountain of Venus, showing themselves at dead of night to those whose breast is fired by daring of the senses. A shapely human form draws nigh. It's Tannhäuser, love's minstrel. He sounds his jubilant song as though to force the wanton witchery to do his bidding. Wild cries of riot answer him. The rosy cloud grows denser round him. Entrancing perfumes hem him in and steal away his senses. In the most seductive half-light, his wonder-seeing eye beholds a female form. It's Venus herself, this woman who appears to him. With his canticle of love triumphant, he steps before the goddess self, and now he sings it in ecstatic praise of her. As though at magic command, the wonders of the mountain of Venus unroll before him. Tumultuous shouts and savage cries of joy mount on every hand. But dawn begins to break. From afar, the pilgrim's chant is heard again. As it draws closer, yet and closer, the chant proclaims an ecstasy to all the world, to all that lives and moves thereon, salvation won. This wave itself swells out the tidings of the sublimest joy. It's the carol of the Mountain of Venus itself. Redeemed now from the curse of impiety, this cry we hear amid the hymn of God. God and nature unite in the atoning kiss of hallowed love. Zoe Spock, Richard Wagner. So, Otto Sweetner is on stage now for the overture to Tannhäuser. Overture to Tannhäuser by Richard Wagner. Otmar Suitner conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Otmar Suitner is back on stage. The orchestra is standing with him. Another bow for Otmar Suitner. And another bow for our guest conductor, Otmar Suitner. Mr. Suitner is shaking hands with a quartet on the podium. And so the Tannhäuser Overture brings us to the close of this Berkshire Festival concert, part of the 101st season of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Seiji Ozawa, music director. The program, conducted by Otmar Suitner, opened with Serenade No. 1 in D of Johannes Brahms, and continued with Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20 in D minor, Kerschel Listing 466, with Alfred Brendel as soloist.